This recording, Mississippi 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by a reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing many red and yellow with little or no green or blue. And I was born in the largest city in Mississippi, which is Memphis. Although my family never moved to Memphis, Memphis moved out to us. We'd been there since the 1840s in the same area. I now live in Oxford, Mississippi. The reason for that is varied. I taught 31 years in Memphis City Schools. I went to high school in Memphis and went to college here in Ole Miss. Fell in love with it. It's God's school. Anyway, I taught 31 years in the Memphis City Schools and retired from there. And when I heard an opening was here and got the opening and taught 5 years regularly here. And 2 years part-time here. So I've retired three times from teaching. I've just retired from the last 2 years. First of all, Memphis has a barbecue contest, Memphis in May. And I was on a team. We won the contest in 80 and 81. But first of all, Southern barbecue is always pork. Secondly, the main thing is not the sauce, ever. Most people think once you put barbecue sauce on something you know from outside of this area, that makes it barbecue. No, indeed, it's the cooking. And the cooking is long and painstaking. For instance, we cooked a whole hog. This takes 14 hours. You baste it some as you go. We put a dry baste on it and vinegar and water to keep it from catching on fire. Anyway, this is what we basically won the contest with, but it's time-consuming. We turn the whole hog one time and one only. Most people, their idea of barbecue is, you know, heat something up and slap a little barbecue sauce on it, or another idea is when you grill something outside. Well, grilling outside on a common little grill is not barbecue. That's done in 15, 20 minutes, and barbecue is a very thorough, very slow cooking. The temperature doesn't get up above about 160 degrees within the meat while barbecuing, within the middle of the meat. And it's the slowness of it that does it.